Hello, true believers. This is Stevie B for the Nerd of Godcast. Probably one of my favorite recurring storyline themes in comic books and science fiction is when the good guy and bad guy work together for a common cause, affectionately known as the hero-villain team-up. This is typically a situation where, due to extreme circumstances, what would be considered the most improbable and unexpected alliance occurs between obvious enemies, even if it's only temporary. Thinking about this reminds me of another unusual and unexpected relationship that is found in the Bible. The most popular, most read, and arguably most important verse in the Bible is John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." Would you believe that the one verse in the entire Bible that is the foundation of our faith as Christians was a part of a conversation between Jesus, the Son of God, and Nicodemus, a Pharisee, one of the religious leaders of the time? And not just any Pharisee, but a member of the Sanhedrin, which was the Jewish governing council. Most of the time, when this famous verse is talked about, it's in the context of understanding the magnitude of God's love for humanity, and rightly so. I wonder, though, if this truth could be magnified ever so much more if we recognize that Jesus chose to reveal such a bold statement to someone considered to be an enemy. The beauty of this encounter is that Nicodemus sought out Jesus, albeit he went into stealth mode and visited with Jesus during the nighttime hours. But still, he set aside the contentions that separated them in order to find out how to get closer to God. Since the goal for Jesus was to draw people back to God, this made for the ultimate team-up. If you read through the Gospel of John, you get a better understanding of Nicodemus. You get to know him a little bit more, and he ended up becoming what you might consider a respectable character in the story when it's all said and done. He defended Jesus at the Sanhedrin. He honored Jesus by purchasing the expensive customary elements used for a Jewish burial. My point in sharing this is to emphasize how the most powerful truth in the Bible centers around a relationship no one expected. And that is how it is with most of us. Whether it is our first encounter with Jesus or another somewhere along the journey, we contend with ourselves as unworthy and quite possibly an enemy with God because of our shortcomings and failures. We believe we're unworthy. And that's stating the obvious because we are unworthy. But so is Nicodemus. And yet Jesus' encounter with him was seemingly calm and fruitful. Nicodemus's life was forever changed. But Nicodemus provides the example for us in that he sought after Jesus, went to him, and freely questioned Jesus, listened to the answers, and went away changed. It's the same for us. When we're in trouble or need help along the journey, we need to seek him, find him, and feel the liberty to question him, but then wait on him to speak to us. I guarantee you'll walk away changed. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, listen to the full Nerd of Godcast show wherever fine podcasts are consumed, or follow us on social media at Nerd of Godcast. I'm Stevie B for the Nerd of God Daily. Until next time, don't go where the path may lead. Go instead where there is no path and leave a trail.